Audio Literature presents Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy. Eat That Frog is a fast listen that is rich in practical advice that will help you stop procrastinating and get more done in less time. Brian Tracy synthesizes and distills the very best ideas and insights on time management into 21 logical, immediately applicable steps. Each chapter provides specific exercises you can use to implement Tracy's advice immediately and see the results for yourself. Brian Tracy is one of America's leading authorities on the development of human potential and personal effectiveness. He addresses over 250,000 people each year on the subjects of personal and professional development. Tracy is the author of the best-selling books Maximum Achievement and The 100 Absolutely Unbreakable Laws of Business Success, as well as numerous best-selling audio cassette programs, including 21 Great Ways to Hire and Keep the Best People, and 21 Great Ways to Get Paid More and Promoted Faster. Now, here's Brian Tracy.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and thank you for listening to this program. I hope these ideas help you as much as they have helped me and thousands of others. In fact, I hope that this program changes your life forever. There's never enough time to do everything you have to do. You are literally swamped with work and personal responsibilities, projects, stacks of magazines to read, and piles of books you intend to get to one of these days as soon as you get caught up. But the fact is that you are never going to get caught up. You will never get on top of all your tasks. You will never get far enough ahead to be able to get to all those books, magazines, and leisure time activities that you dream of. And forget about solving your time management problems by becoming more productive. No matter how many personal productivity techniques you master, there will always be more to do than you can ever accomplish in the time you have available to you, no matter how much time it is. You can get control of your time in your life only by changing the way you think, work, and deal with a never-ending river of responsibilities that flows over you each day. You can get control of your tasks and activities only to the degree that you stop doing some things and start spending more time on the few activities that can really make a difference in your life. I've studied time management for more than 30 years. I have immersed myself in the works of Peter Drucker, Alex McKenzie, Alan Lake, and Stephen Covey, and many, many others. I've read hundreds of books and thousands of articles on personal efficiency and effectiveness. This program is the result. Each time I came across a good idea, I tried it out in my own work and personal life. If it worked, I incorporated it into my talks and seminars and taught it to others. Galileo once wrote, "You cannot teach a person something he does not already know. You can only bring what he does know to his awareness." Depending upon your level of knowledge and experience, these ideas may sound familiar. This program will bring them to a higher level of awareness. When you learn these methods and techniques and apply them over and over until they become habits, you will alter the course of your life in a very positive way. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and the origins of this book. I started off in life with few advantages, aside from a curious mind. I did poorly in school and left without graduating. I worked at laboring jobs for several years. My future did not appear particularly promising. As a young man, I got a job on a tramp freighter and went off to see the world. For 8 years, I traveled and worked and then traveled some more, eventually visiting more than 80 countries on 5 continents. When I could no longer find a laboring job, I got into sales, knocking on doors, working on straight commission. I struggled from sale to sale until I began looking around me and asking, why is it that other people are doing better than I am? Then I did something that changed my life. I went up to successful salespeople and asked them what they were doing, and they told me. And I did what they advised me to do, and my sales went up. Eventually, I became so successful, I was made a sales manager. As a sales manager, I used the same strategy. I found out what other successful sales managers were doing, and then I did it myself. This process of learning and applying what I had learned changed my life. I'm still amazed at how simple and obvious it is. Just find out what successful people do and do the same things until you get the same results. Wow, what an idea. Simply put, some people are doing better than others because they do certain things differently and they do the right things right. Especially, they use their time far, far better than the average person. Coming from an unsuccessful background, I had developed deep feelings of inferiority and inadequacy. I had fallen into the mental trap of assuming that people who were doing better than me were actually better than me. What I learned was this. Now, that's not necessarily true. They were just doing things differently, and what they had learned to do, within reason, I could learn as well. This was a great revelation to me. I was both amazed and excited with this discovery. I still am. I realized that I could change my life and achieve almost any goal I could set for myself if I just found out what others were doing in that area and then did it myself until I got the same results they were getting. Within 1 year of starting in sales, I was a top salesman. A year after I was made a manager, I was a vice president in charge of a 95-person sales force in 6 countries. And I was 25 years old. Over the years, I have worked in 22 different jobs, started and built several companies, and earned a business degree from a major university. I also learned to speak French, German, and Spanish, and have been a trainer, consultant, or speaker for more than 500 companies. I currently give talks and seminars to more than 300,000 people each year, with audiences as large as 20,000 people. Throughout my career, I have found a simple truth. The ability to concentrate single-mindedly on your most important task, to do it well, and to finish it completely is the key to great success, achievement, respect, status, and happiness in life. This key insight is the heart and soul of this program. This program is designed to show you how to get ahead more rapidly in your career. These pages contain the 21 most powerful principles on personal effectiveness that I've ever discovered. These methods, techniques, and strategies are practical, proven, and fast-acting. In the interest of time, I don't dwell on the various psychological or emotional explanations for procrastination or poor time management. There are no lengthy departures into theory or research. What you will learn are specific actions you can take immediately to get better, faster results in your work. Every idea in this program is focused on increasing your overall levels of productivity, performance, and output, on making you more valuable in whatever you do. You can apply many of these ideas to your personal life as well. Each of these 21 methods and techniques is complete in itself. All are necessary. One strategy might be effective in one situation and another might apply to another task. Altogether, these 21 ideas represent a smorgasbord of personal effectiveness techniques that you can use at any time in any order or sequence that makes sense to you at the moment. The key to success is action. These principles work to bring about fast, predictable improvements in performance and results. The faster you learn and apply them, the faster you will move ahead in your career, guaranteed. There will be no limit to what you can accomplish when you learn how to eat that frog. Let me begin by saying this. This is a wonderful time to be alive. There have never been more possibilities and opportunities for you to achieve more of your goals than exist today. As perhaps never before in human history, you are actually drowning in options. In fact, there are so many good things you can do that your ability to decide among them may be the critical determinant of what you accomplish in life. If you're like most people today, you are overwhelmed with too much to do and too little time. As you struggle to get caught up, new tasks and responsibilities just keep rolling in like the tides. Because of this, you will never be able to do everything you have to do. You will never be caught up. You will always be behind in some of your tasks and responsibilities, and probably in many of them. For this reason, and perhaps more than ever before, your ability to select your most important task at each moment, and then to start on that task and get it done both quickly and well, will probably have more of an impact on your success than any other quality or skill you can develop. An average person who develops the habit of setting clear priorities and getting important tasks completed quickly will run circles around a genius who talks a lot and makes wonderful plans, but gets very little done. It's been said for many years that If the first thing you do each morning is to eat a live frog, you can then go through the day with the satisfaction of knowing that is probably the worst thing that's going to happen to you all day long. Your frog is your biggest, most important task. It's the one you're most likely to procrastinate on if you don't do something about it right now. It's also the one task that can have the greatest positive impact on your life and results at the moment. It's also been said that if you have to eat two frogs, eat the ugliest one first. This is another way of saying that if you have two important tasks, start with the biggest, hardest, and most difficult task first. Discipline yourself to begin immediately and then to persist until the task is complete before you go on to something else. Think of this as a test. Treat it like a personal challenge. Resist the temptation to start with the easier task. Continually remind yourself that one of the most important decisions you make each day is your choice of what you will do immediately and what you will do later, if you do it at all. Here's one final observation. If you have to eat a live frog, it doesn't pay to sit and look at it for very long. The key to reaching high levels of performance and productivity is for you to develop the lifelong habit of tackling your major task first thing each morning. You must develop the routine of eating your frog before you do anything else and without taking too much time to think about it. In study after study of men and women who get paid more and promoted faster, the quality of action orientation stands out as the most observable and consistent behavior they demonstrate in everything they do. Successful, effective people are those who launch directly into their major tasks and then discipline themselves to work steadily and single-mindedly until those tasks are complete. In our world, and especially in our business world, you are paid and promoted for getting specific, measurable results. You are paid for making a valuable contribution, and especially for making the contribution that is expected of you. Failure to execute is one of the biggest problems in organizations today. Many people confuse activity with accomplishment. They talk continually, hold endless meetings, and make wonderful plans. But in the final analysis, no one does the job and gets the results required. Fully 95% of your success in life and work will be determined by the kinds of habits that you develop over time. The habit of setting priorities, overcoming procrastination, and getting on with your most important task is a mental and physical skill. As such, this habit is learnable through practice and repetition, over and over again, until it locks into your subconscious mind and becomes a permanent part of your behavior. Once it becomes a habit, it becomes both automatic and easy to do. You are designed mentally and emotionally in such a way that task completion gives you a positive feeling. It makes you happy. It makes you feel like a winner. Whenever you complete a task of any size or importance, you feel a surge of energy, enthusiasm, and self-esteem. The more important the completed task, the happier, more confident, and more powerful you feel about yourself and your world. The completion of an important task triggers the release of endorphins in your brain. These endorphins give you a natural high. The endorphin rush that follows successful completion of any task makes you feel more creative and confident. Here's one of the most important of the so-called secrets of success. It is that you can actually develop a positive addiction to endorphins and to the feeling of enhanced clarity, confidence, and competence that they trigger. When you develop this addiction, almost without thinking, you begin to organize your life in such a way that you are continually starting and completing ever more important tasks and projects. You actually become addicted, in a very positive sense, to success and contribution. One of the keys to your living a wonderful life, having a successful career, and feeling terrific about yourself is for you to develop the habit of starting and finishing important jobs. At that point, this behavior will take on a power of its own, and you'll find it easier to complete important tasks than not to complete them. You remember the story of the man who stops a musician on a New York street and asks how he can get to Carnegie Hall. The musician replies, "Practice, man, practice." Practice is the key to mastering any new skill. Fortunately, your mind is like a muscle. It grows stronger and more capable with use. With practice, you can learn any behavior or develop any habit that you consider either desirable or necessary. You need three qualities to develop the habits of focus and concentration, which are all learnable. They are decision, discipline, and determination. First, make a decision to develop the habit of task completion. Second, discipline yourself to practice the principles you are about to learn until you master them. And finally, back everything you do with determination until the habit is locked in and becomes a permanent part of your personality. Now, there's a special way that you can accelerate your progress toward becoming the highly productive, effective, efficient person that you want to be. It consists of your thinking continually about the rewards and benefits of being an action-oriented, fast-moving, focused person. See yourself as the kind of person who gets important jobs done quickly and well on a consistent basis. Your mental picture of yourself has a powerful effect on your behavior. Visualize yourself as the person you intend to be in the future. Your self-image, the way you see yourself on the inside, largely determines your performance on the outside. As professional speaker Jim Cathcart says, the person you see is the person you will be. You have a virtually unlimited capability to learn and develop new skills, habits, and abilities. When you train yourself through repetition and practice to overcome procrastination and get your most important tasks completed quickly, you will move yourself onto the fast track in your life and career and step on the accelerator. So, let's eat that frog. Chapter 1 is entitled, Set the Table. And it begins with this quote from Napoleon Hill. He says, "There is one quality that one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to achieve it." Before you can determine your frog and get on with eating it, you have to decide exactly what you want to accomplish in each area of your life. Clarity is the most important concept in personal productivity. The number one reason why some people get more work done faster is because they are absolutely clear about their goals and objectives and they don't deviate from them. The more clear you are about what it is you want and what you have to do to achieve it, the easier it is for you to overcome procrastination, eat your frog, and get on with the completion of the task. A major reason for procrastination and lack of motivation is vagueness, confusion, and fuzzy-mindedness about what you are supposed to do and in what order and for what reason. You must avoid this common condition with all your strength by striving for ever greater clarity in everything you do. Here's a great rule for success. Think on paper. Only about 3% of adults have clear written goals. These people accomplish 5 and 10 times as much as people of equal or better education and ability, but who, for whatever reason, have never taken the time to write out exactly what it is they want. There's a powerful formula for setting and achieving goals that you can use for the rest of your life. It consists of 7 simple steps. Taking any one of these steps can double and triple your productivity if you're not currently using it. Many graduates of my training programs have increased their incomes dramatically in a matter of a few years or even a few months with this simple 7-step method. Here it is. Step number 1, decide exactly what you want. Either decide for yourself or sit down with your boss and discuss your goals and objectives until you are crystal clear about exactly what is expected of you and in what order of priority. It's amazing how many people are working away day after day on low-value tasks because they have not had this critical discussion with their manager. Here's another rule. One of the very worst uses of time is to do something very well that need not be done at all. Stephen Covey says, Before you begin scrambling up the ladder of success, make sure that it's leaning against the right building. Step number two, write it down. Think on paper. When you write down your goal, you crystallize it and give it tangible form. You create something that you can touch and see. On the other hand, a goal or objective that's not in writing is merely a wish or a fantasy. It has no energy behind it. Unwritten goals lead to confusion, vagueness, misdirection, and numerous mistakes. Step number three, set a deadline on your goal. A goal or decision without a deadline has no urgency. It has no real beginning or end. Without a definite deadline accompanied by the assignment or acceptance of specific responsibilities for completion, you will naturally procrastinate and get very little done. Step number four, make a list of everything that you can think of that you're going to have to do to achieve your goal. As you think of new activities, add them to your list. Keep building your list until it is complete. A list gives you a visual picture of the larger task or objective. It gives you a track to run on. It dramatically increases the likelihood that you will achieve your goal as you have defined it and on schedule. Step number five, organize the list into a plan. Organize your list by priority and sequence. Take a few minutes to decide what you need to do first and what you can do later. Decide what has to be done before something else and what needs to be done afterwards. Even better, lay out your plan visually in the form of a series of boxes and circles on a sheet of paper. You'll be amazed at how much easier it is to achieve your goal when you break it down into individual tasks. With a written goal and an organized plan of action, you will be far more productive and efficient than someone who is carrying his goals around in his mind. Step number six, take action on your plan immediately. Do something, do anything. An average plan vigorously executed is far better than a brilliant plan on which nothing is done. For you to achieve any kind of success, execution is everything. And finally, step number seven, resolve to do something every single day that moves you toward your major goal. Build this activity into your daily schedule. Read a specific number of pages on a key subject. Call on a specific number of prospects or customers. Engage in a specific period of physical exercise. Learn a certain number of new words in a foreign language. Never miss a day. Keep pushing forward. Once you start moving, keep moving. Don't stop. This decision, this discipline alone can make you one of the most productive and successful people of your generation. Clear written goals have a wonderful effect on your thinking. They motivate you and galvanize you into action. They stimulate your creativity, release your energy, and help you to overcome procrastination as much as any other factor. Goals are the fuel in the furnace of achievement. The bigger your goals and the clearer they are, the more excited you become about achieving them. The more you think about your goals, the greater becomes your inner drive and desire to accomplish them. Think about your goals and review them daily. Every morning when you begin, take action on the most important task you can accomplish to achieve your most important goal at the moment. Now, here's what you can do to put this idea into action immediately. Take a clean sheet of paper right now and make a list of 10 goals that you want to accomplish in the next year. Write your goals as though a year has already passed and they are now a reality. Use the present tense, positive and first person, so that they are immediately accepted by your subconscious mind. For example, you would write, "I earn X number of dollars per year," or "I weigh X number of pounds," or "I drive such and such a car." Present tense, personal, and positive. Then, go back over your list of 10 goals and select the one goal that if you achieved it would have the greatest positive impact on your life. Whatever that goal is, write it on a separate sheet of paper, set a deadline, make a plan, take action on your plan, and then do something every single day that moves you toward that goal. This exercise alone could change your life. Chapter number 2 is entitled, Plan Every Day in Advance. And it begins with this quote from Alan Lakin, which says, planning is bringing the future into the present so that you can do something about it right now. You've probably heard the old question, how do you eat an elephant? The answer, of course, is one bite at a time. How do you eat your biggest, ugliest frog? The same way. You break it down into specific step-by-step activities, and then you start on the first one. Your mind, your ability to think, plan, and decide, is your most powerful tool for overcoming procrastination and increasing your productivity. Your ability to set your goals, plan, and take action on them determines the course of your entire life. The very act of thinking and planning unlocks your mental powers, triggers your creativity, and increases your mental and physical energies. Conversely, as Alex McKenzie wrote, action without planning is the cause of every failure. Your ability to plan well in advance of acting is a measure of your overall competence. The better the plan you have, the easier it is for you to overcome procrastination, to get started, to eat your frog, and then to keep going. One of your top goals at work should be for you to get the highest possible return on your investment of mental, emotional, and physical energy. The good news is that every minute spent in planning saves as many as 10 minutes in execution. It takes only about 10 or 12 minutes for you to plan out your day, but this small investment of time will save you at least 2 hours, 100 to 120 minutes, in wasted time and diffused effort throughout the day. You may have heard of the 6P formula for time management. It says, proper prior planning prevents poor performance. When you consider how helpful planning can be in increasing your productivity and performance, it is amazing how few people practice it every single day. And planning is really quite simple to do. All you need is a piece of paper and a pen. The most sophisticated Palm Pilot, computer program, or time planner is based on the same principle. You're sitting down and making a list of everything you have to do before you begin. Always work from a list. When something new comes up, add it to the list before you do it. You can increase your productivity and output by 25% or more from the very first day that you begin working consistently from a list. Make your list the night before, at the end of the workday. Move everything that you've not yet accomplished onto your list for the coming day, and then add everything that you have to do the next day. When you make your list the night before, your subconscious mind works on your list all night long while you sleep. Often, you will wake up with great ideas and insights that you can use to get your job done faster and better than you had initially thought. The more time you take to make written lists of everything you have to do in advance, the more effective and efficient you will be. Now, you need different lists for different purposes. First, you should create a master list on which you write down everything that you can think of that you want to do sometime in the future. This is the place where you capture every idea that comes to you and every new task or responsibility that comes up. You can sort out the items later. Second, you should have a monthly list that you make up at the end of the month for the month ahead. This may contain items transferred from your master list. Third, you should have a weekly list where you plan your entire week in advance. This is a list that is under construction as you go through the current week. This discipline of systematic time planning can be very helpful to you. Many people have told me that the habit of taking a couple of hours at the end of each week to plan the coming week has increased their productivity dramatically and changed their lives completely. This technique will work for you as well. Finally, you should transfer items from your monthly and weekly lists onto your daily list. These are the specific activities that you are going to accomplish the following day. As you work through the day, tick off the items on your list as you complete them. This activity gives you a visual picture of accomplishment. It generates a feeling of success and forward motion. Seeing yourself working progressively through your list motivates and energizes you. It raises your self-esteem and self-respect. Steady, visible progress propels you forward and helps you to overcome procrastination. When you have a project of any kind, begin by making a list of every step that you will have to complete to finish the project from beginning to end. Organize the project tasks by priority and sequence. Lay them out in front of you on paper or on a computer so that you can see them. Then, go to work on one task at a time. You will be amazed at how much you get done this way. As you work through your lists, you will feel more and more effective and powerful. You will feel more in control of your life. You will be naturally motivated to do even more. You will think better and more creatively. You will get more and better insights that enable you to do your work even faster. As you work steadily through your lists, you will develop a sense of positive forward momentum that will enable you to overcome procrastination. This feeling of progress will give you more energy and keep you going throughout the day. One of the most important rules of personal effectiveness is the 10-90 rule. This rule says that the first 10% of time that you spend planning and organizing your work before you begin will save you as much as 90% of the time in getting the job done once you get started. You only have to try this rule once to prove it to yourself. When you plan each day in advance, you find it much easier to get going and to keep going. The work goes faster and smoother than ever before. You feel more powerful and competent. You eventually become unstoppable. Now here's how you can put these ideas into action immediately. Begin today to plan every day, every week, and every month in advance. Take a notepad or sheet of paper and make a list of everything you have to do in the next 24 hours. Add to your list as new items come up. Make a list of all your projects, the big multitask jobs that are important to your future. Lay out each of your major goals, projects, or tasks by priority, what is most important, and by sequence, what has to be done first, what comes second, and so forth. Start with the end in mind and work backward to the present. Think on paper. Always work from a list. You will be amazed at how much more productive you become and how much easier it is to eat your frog. Chapter 3 is entitled Apply the 80-20 Rule to Everything. The German philosopher Johann Wolfgang von Goethe wrote, "We always have time enough if we will but use it aright." The 80-20 rule is one of the most helpful of all concepts of time and life management. It's also called the Pareto Principle after its founder, the Italian economist Vilfredo Pareto, who first wrote about it in 1895. Pareto noticed that people in his society seemed to divide naturally into what he called the vital few, the top 20% in terms of money and influence, and the trivial many, the bottom 80%. He later discovered that virtually all economic activity was subject to this Pareto principle as well. For example, this rule says that 20% of your activities will account for 80% of your results. 20% of your customers will account for 80% of your sales. 20% of your products or services will account for 80% of your profits. 20% of your tasks will account for 80% of the value of what you do, and so on. This means that if you have a list of 10 items to do today, 2 of those items will turn out to be worth as much or more than all the other 8 items put together. Here's an interesting discovery. Each of these tasks may take the same amount of time to accomplish, but 1 or 2 of these tasks will contribute 5 or 10 times the value of any of the others. Often, one item on a list of 10 tasks that you have to do can be worth more than all the other 9 items put together. This task is invariably the frog that you should eat first. Can you guess on which items the average person is most likely to procrastinate? You're right. The sad fact is that most people procrastinate on the top 10 or 20% of items that are the most valuable and important, the vital few. They busy themselves instead with the least important 80%, the trivial many that contribute very little to results. You often see people who appear to be busy all day long, but seem to accomplish very little. This is almost always because they are working on tasks that are of low value, while they procrastinate on the one or two activities that could make a real difference to their companies and to their careers. The most valuable tasks you can do each day are often the hardest and most complex, but the payoff and rewards for completing these tasks efficiently can be tremendous. For this reason, you must adamantly refuse to work on tasks in the bottom 80% while you still have tasks in the top 20% left to be done. Before you begin work, always ask yourself, is this task in the top 20% of my activities or in the bottom 80%? And here's a rule for success. Resist the temptation to clear up small things first. Remember, whatever you choose to do over and over again eventually becomes a habit that's hard to break. If you choose to start your day on low-value tasks, you will soon develop the habit of always starting and working on low-value tasks. This is not the kind of habit you want to develop or keep. The hardest part of any important task is getting started on it in the first place. Once you actually begin work on a valuable task, you seem to be naturally motivated to continue. A part of your mind loves to be busy working on significant tasks that can really make a difference. Your job is to feed this part of your mind continually. Just thinking about starting and finishing an important task motivates you and helps you to overcome procrastination. The fact is that the amount of time required to complete an important job is often the same as the time required to do an unimportant job. The difference is that you get a tremendous feeling of pride and satisfaction from the completion of something valuable and significant. However, when you complete a low-value task, using the same amount of time and energy, you get little or no satisfaction at all. Time management is really life management, personal management. It's really taking control of the sequence of events. Time management is control over what you do next. And you are always free to choose the task that you will do next. Your ability to choose between the important and the unimportant is the key determinant of your success in life and work. Effective, productive people discipline themselves to start on the most important task that is before them. They force themselves to eat that frog, whatever it is. They accomplish vastly more than the average person and are much happier as a result. This should be your way of working as well. Now, here's a way to put these ideas into action. Make a list of all the key goals, activities, projects, and responsibilities in your life today. Which of them are or could be in the top 10 or 20% of tasks that represent or could represent 80 or 90% of your results? Resolve today that you are going to spend more and more of your time working in those few areas that can really make a difference in your life and career, and less time on lower value activities.